Okay, today's daf Kuf Yud Ches. We're on the top of Kuf Yud Ches, first line. And today's shiur is sponsored by Brachi and Kenny Norensberg, Lila Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Shol Pinchas. Okay, here we go. So we said yesterday in the Mishnah that we mentioned the Brachas Ashir. My Brachas Ashir, what is that? What's Brachas Ashir? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yahalucha Hashem Elokeinu. Okay, very good. Rabbi Yochan Amar Nishmas Kol Chai. Nishmas Kol Chai. What's Nishmas Kol Chai? Nishmas Kol Chai is a tefillah that we say every day in davening. No, we don't say it every day. We say it every Shabbos. Right? And Yontif, true. The Magid Taluma says, it's already mentioned in the Zohar. Right? Who wrote Nishmas Kol Chai? We don't know. We don't know who wrote it. It says over here that Shimon ben Shetach wrote it. Others say Shimon ben Yochai wrote it. Others say, you ever heard this this theory that Nishmas was written by an early Christian? Did you ever hear that theory? There's a theory that it was written by an early Christian whose name was Peter, whose Hebrew name, by the way, is Shimon. So all the theories that wrote it are Shimon. It was written by an early Christian named Peter, who is like the second earliest Christian, or the third earliest Christian. He's a pretty early Christian. And he wrote Nishmas before he became a Christian, when he was still a Jew. Now,
this is not the same Peter that had the whole question of that he fooled them into changing
the dates? This is it. This is the same exact Peter. Now, you know, this is busy, like there are these guys out there that are busy with these kinds of theories. The funny thing is, I didn't know this till I prepared the stuff. This is a very old theory. It's so old that the Machzer Vitri was a Talmud of Rashi. Okay? The Machzer Vitri was a Talmud of Rashi, and he already says about this. He talks about this. He wrote like a pirish on Siddur and Davening, you know, Yom Tovim, and he writes like this. Listen to what he writes. I'll read it to you inside because it is wild. Let me find it. He said, yeah. Listen to this. She Yesh Omrim, the Machzavichi's writing. She Yisad Oso Hanovel, right? That novel. Shimon Peter Chamor. They make a pun now. His name is Shimon. His English name is Peter. Peter Chamor. Okay, he's like a donkey, right?
Okay.
Yachad Imshar Tfilos, along with other Tfilos. Kishahaya al Hasela, when he was on the rock. I don't know what that means. I looked it up in the Machzer Vitri, Anyway, that the footnote in the Machzer Vitri says that he also wrote something called Atein Tehila, which is something that we say in Yom Kippur. I don't know if we say it. It's attributed to him as well. Maybe it's one of those pieces that we don't say, and even if we say it, we wouldn't even know that we're saying it. I don't know what that is. But then he writes like this. Listen to this. Chas v'shalom. Shelo ti yezos b'Yisrael. Chas v'shalom to suggest that somebody who's not part of the Mesorah wrote a tefillah we say every Shabbos. V'chol ha'omer davar zeh. Whoever says this. K'she yibona beis ha'mikdash. Yavi chatos shmeina. You're going to have to bring a chatos for this happy karsel. Believe in this. Now, who wrote it? Nobody knows.
So he's questioning whether he wrote it?
Now he's saying, some people say he wrote it. If you think that, you're going to have to bring a chatos. If you think that. So he writes, some say that Shimon ben Shetach wrote it. Some say that Shimon ben Pazi wrote it. Somehow with Shimon, he quotes over here that there's an acrostic at the end of Nishmas to get to the word Shimon. I couldn't figure this out. Right? Shochein ad mi yidme ad heina v'ilu finu nishmas is backwards Shimon. I don't know what that means. Anyway, I couldn't figure it out. Anyway, I thought that was very interesting. I did hear that, you know, you hear these, you've heard that theory, right? That they purposely, the early Christians wanted to purposely change halacha or somehow influence the halacha somehow. Right?
No, they were following the halacha too closely.
So they purposely...
So they sent somebody inside, this guy inside, Peter, to change it around so that there's a definite differentiation between Christianity and Judaism.
Uh-huh, you hear that? Like, he took one for the team. Like, he became a Christian, Badafka, not wanting to be one, but Badafka to separate them. Okay, it's a theory. I have no way of disproving
it. That's how they got to Sunday instead of Shabbos.
Right, Sunday, right. Well, it's interesting. So he's the one who wrote Nishmas. What would that have to do with anything? I don't know. If you look, like, it's just interesting that you could say the whole, your whole life, like, who wrote it, where did it come from, what's it doing here. So not only that, it shows about the Seder.
I think
that somebody
was that upper person, that
we would,
even if he wrote it, that we would keep saying.
Right, that's what he said. That's what the Machzavitri is saying. It can't be. It just can't be. Something like that, it just can't be. It sounds fascinating, and it's a great thing to say over. Wow, unbelievable. He says it can't be. Now, does anyone argue on him? I don't know. But that's what, anyway, that's
what he said.
Everybody says it and everybody holds from it. You know what I mean? To hold from it. Everyone says it and everyone says it's a beautiful tefillah. Most people, you tap on the shoulder, who wrote it? They'll say David HaMelech. Because they'll think it's part of Tehillim, right? But it's not true. It's not part of Tehillim. As a matter of fact, it's not part of anything. Right? Who wrote it? So we hear one of the Balaam.
Can't be part of Tehillim. It doesn't have Tehillim in it. He didn't repeat himself.
Okay. Tadar Rabbanan. Revi, the fourth cup. Gomer Olav es HaHalel. The fourth cup, you say Halel. V'omer Halel HaGadol. You say Halel HaGadol. Halel HaGadol is not Halel. Halel HaGadol is Hodul Hashem Kitov. Right, Divrei Reb Tarfon. V'yesh Omer Hashem Roi Lo Echzar, which is Tehillim Chav Gimel. Mehechen Halel HaGadol. Where does Halel HaGadol start? So, again, if you look in a Tehillim, Halel HaGadol is Kuf Lamed Vav. Right? Kuf Lamed Vav is Halel HaGadol. So where does it start? So, where am I? Mehechad Halel HaGadol, Muda Omer Mehodu Ad Naros Bavel. From Hodu, which is Kuf Lamed Vav, till Al Naros Bavel, which is the next capital. The next one. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Mishir HaMalos Ad Naros Bavel. From Shir HaMalos, which is Kuf Lamed Dalid, on the two before. Rabbi Achav Yaakov Omar, Michi Yaakov Bachalo Ka Ad Naros Bavel. That's from Kuf Lamed He. In other words, just Kuf Lamed He, just Kuf Lamed He. Right. V'lomo Nikra Shema Halel HaGadol. Why is it called Halel HaGadol? Why is Kuf Lamed Vav called Halel HaGadol? It's Hodu Lashem Kitov 26 times. So why is that called Halel HaGadol? So Amr Yochanan, B'nei Shekadosh Baruch Hu Yoshe B'rumo Shel Olam, he sits on top of the world, U'machalek Mizonos L'chol Beria, and he gives out Mizonos to every creature. So therefore what? What does that mean? So, the Marsha explains it beautiful. The first one is, Hodu L'Hashem Kito, Kito, Hodu L'Hashem Kito. The next one, Hodu L'Elokei Ho'Elokim, the God of Gods. The last one, Hodu Lokel Hashemayim, Kili Olam Chasto. The second to last one is Nosen Lechem Lechol Basar. You would, says the Marsha, you would think Hashem's busy with you. Hashem's the God of gods. He's the God of the heavens. He's busy with you. Yes, he's busy with you. The second to last one is Hashem takes care of you. That's unbelievable. Hashem's part of our lives, right? Amar Bishua ben Levi, Hani Esrim Vishisha Hodu Kineged Me. What are these 26 Hodus Kineged? Why do they have to be Kineged anything? So I guess you could say, well, why are there Badaka 26? And after whatever number there were, you'd say, why is this 25? Why are there 27? Right? So why do you stop at 26? Kineged Chavav Doros Shibara Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Olamo. There were 26 generations that Hashem created the world. But Olam Olam Torah. He didn't give the Torah. Vizan Ozo Bechasto. And he supported them in its chesed. Who are the 26 generations? So from Adam to Noach is 10. From Noach to Abraham is 10. That's 20. Then you have Yitzchak, Yaakov, Levi, Kahas, Amram, Moshe. That's 26. Okay? Amram Chista, Mai Dechziv. What does it mean when it says Hodu Lashem Ki Tov? What is that? What's the question? What's the question? What does it mean, Hodu L'Hashem Ki Tov? It means what? So some say it means, why is it twice? Hodu L'Hashem Ki Tov, Ki, why is it Ki twice? as some say the question is. Others say the question is like this. It shouldn't it say, Hodu Ki Tov Hashem? Shouldn't it say that? Hodu Lashem, praise to Hashem, Ki Tov, because he's good. Shouldn't it say, Hodu, we praise, Ki Tov Hashem? It's like a little bit of hair splitting. What's semantics, exactly? Anyway, the answer's better than the question. Hodu Lashem, Shegova Chavaso Shal Adam Betovaso. How great is Hashem that he pays back his chov with goodness? Asher Bashar, a rich man gets a rich animal, a shar. Ani Bisio, an Ani gets a seh. Yasam Bebeto, a Yasam gets an egg. And Almana Betarnagol Asel. And an Almana gets a Tarnagol. As Hashem judges everybody in kind. Everybody gets what they deserve. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, listen to this Gemara. Kashim is an asoshal adam kiflayim kiyoleda. Figuring out someone's parnasa is twice as hard as having a baby. Twice as hard as childbirth. Why? Teilu bioledes, bioledek ksiv, be'etev. It says be'etev. Ubimizonos ksiv, but when it comes to your parnasa, it says in Bereshis, be'itzavon. Itzavon. So why is that worse? Why is it worse, itzavon? So the Malbim says, whenever you have a nun, it means it's worse. For example, we know Bilam lost one leg, right? One of his legs was crushed
on the wall,
right? So it says, Vayelech Shefi. And he went Shefi. Shefi means alone. Shimshon lost both legs, and it says by Shimshon, Shififun, with a nun. It's worse. So here it's worse. That's one pshat. The Eitz Yosef says another pshat. Listen to this pshat. Says, even though childbirth is painful, but you have a child out of it. That's pretty good. Here, what do you have out of parnasa? Nothing.
Food.
What? No. What?
Food.
No, but the tsar never ends. What? The tsar never ends. It's a continuous tsar. It's twice as bad.
It's not that you don't have anybody. It's just that with the child, there's an end in sight. The other one, there's no end.
Correct.
You hope so.
I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Kashim is an author of Adam Yotzei Min HaGeula. The parnassus, having a parnassus is harder than the Geula itself. Why? Dilu beGeula ksev Malach HaGoi Yasi B'Kara. Malach Da'alma. All we need is a Malach for the Geula. Ve'ilu beMezonos ksev HaLakim HaRoa Osi. We need Hashem himself. That's in the Malach. You need Hashem himself. For the Geula, you can send the Malach. Amir Rishu ben Levi. B'Shasha Amar Kosh Baruch Hu L'Adam. This I don't understand. It's Gemara. When Hashem told Adam, Kate Vidardo, Tatsmiach Lach, that you're gonna have to eat, you're gonna plant, you're gonna grow thorns. Zilgu Allah Dimos. He started to cry. Amr, he said, Lufanov, Munashalam, Aniva Khamori Nechal Ba'e was Echad, me and the donkey now are gonna eat from the same trough? So what does that mean? Why do you think that? No, Kiva Chamala Bazazabekha Tokalachem. No, you're gonna work for it. You have to work. The scar was I think he felt better. I don't know what that means. What does that mean? What was the half minute? What was the maskun? I don't know. Next, Amar Bishurim ben Lakish, Ashreinu, how lucky we are, im amdenu b'rishona. If we could go back to the old days, by dying lo paltinon mine, and we don't have to reject the old days. The ka'achlin isbe didabra, because they ate the grass from the fields. In other words, it wasn't such a tircha. So machlok is what this means. Some say it means in Gan Eden. And sometimes it means even after Gan Eden, it was still easier than it was now. Amar Shizbi Mishmei de Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. Kashim is an osof shal adam kikriyas yamsof. Having a parnasa is harder than kriyas yamsof. The chsiv it says, no sein lechem l'chol basar. Right? V'samach le l'gozer yamsof l'gzarim. Right? Says the Rashbam. It's right here. Kriyas yamsof. Klomar. Nes gadol asala kadosh baruch hu lemish nos lo mizonos. Getting your mizonos is a bigger nes. Kasher asali yisrael shakar lehem yamsof. Right, bigger than kriyas yamsof. Nafkamina. Why do we need to know that? Liboy rachme. Tishin dachem. Which is fascinating. Now, that's the kriyas yamsof. Shaduchim is harder than kriyas yamsof. Right, they're both true. So First of all, others say like this. Listen to this part. This is said by the sefer called Asara Lamea. He says, what do you mean it's hard for Hashem? Nothing's hard for Hashem. What does it mean it's hard? Right? Hard, it's difficult for Hashem to make Parnassa, like it's difficult to make Kriyas Yamsuf. That's difficult for Hashem. So he says like this. He says, when the Bnei Yisrael got to the Yamsuf, it didn't split. Right? It went up to their neck, up to their nose, then it split. So I didn't split right away. Not only that, we say it was from the 6 days of creation, it was destined to. So I didn't split.
Shadless.
What?
Shadless,
so you want to say shtadlus? So it, exactly right. That's exactly right. It's shtadlus and davening. It's supposed to split. For us, it's the same way. On Rosh Hashanah, it's decide what you're going to get, but there's like a little pause, a little delay, so that you should daven and do more shtadlus and have more emuna. That's hard.
It was a much simpler thing.
Yeah.
What is something out of something? What is something out of nothing?
Right. What's something out of something?
You have
mean,
the water there.
Here is something out of nothing. Interesting. Right?
What is out of the air?
Right. Right. The Riyath gives another pshat. Interesting pshat. Says, whenever Hashem does a nes, the Rishayim benefit too. So not everyone there was a tzaddik, but Kriyas Yamsuf, lav dafka, but they got saved too. So too, what, Hashem's going to only let the tzaddikim get parnasa and the poor people are going to die? No, they also get parnasa. They also have work. They also eat. That's very difficult. Right? So, okay. Next. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Kashin the kavav shel adam, kiyom hamisa ukriyas yamsuf. Right? Going to the bathroom or not being able to go to the bathroom is as difficult as kriyas yamsuf. Shinemar. Mahar tzol pesach uksiv basrei, rogu hayom v'yahamu galav. Fine. If you are mevaze the yamim tovim, ki'ilu ovid avodah zarah. It's as if you're ovid avodah zarah. What does that mean? Says the Rashbam, she'osim molacha b'chal shel moed. You do molacha on chal moed. It doesn't say that you mevaze the modos. That means that you drive a car and yontif. That's not what it means. It means you do molacha on chal moed. Dichsiv, it's Chag HaMatzos Tishmor, V'nafkul HaMaseches Chagiga, Isser Molacha B'chal HaShomod. Now that's a whole machlokes, whether Molacha HaMod is a Doraisa or Dorabanan, and when it is Mutter, when it's not, it's very complicated. But it's a fascinating pshat. Says Rabbi Yona, why would that be true? Because even if it's Doraisa, it's not the normal kind of Doraisa that we know and love. It doesn't say anywhere about HaMod in the Torah. It does say that the first day is holy and the last day is holy. It doesn't really say what the middle days are. So we learn out. So if you don't hold from Chol HaMoed, what are you really doing? You really have no emunas chachamim. That's really your issue. Right? You don't have it. It has nothing to do with Hashem. The first day of Sukkot I'm going to keep. The last day I'm going to keep. Chol HaMoed I'm not going to hold from. So what's your real issue? Your real issue is you don't have emunah in the chachamim. Says the Gemara, it's like Avodah Zarah. That's why. You hear that, Bart? It's Ke'ilu Avodah Zarah. You don't have a moon in the Chachamim, it's no different than not having a moon in Hashem himself. What? But the Chachamim derived, learn out, have a Mesorah, that on Chol HaMoed there's certain rules. Ah, they're ridiculous, they made up these rules. That was rabbis, what do they know? Says the Gemara, it's Ke'ilu Avodah Zarah. It's an amazing Bart. No?
Unfortunately, it's written by the rabbis, so we lose it.
You hear?
Shinema. I think an account
of No, I said there's parameters. It's not like, even if you hold it's Daraisa, and even if you hold, it's not the same thing as doing Malach on a Shabbat. It's not the same thing. There are rules. What are those rules? You have to go learn them. But there are rules. It's not the same. Whatever the word Malach is different Chol HaMoed than on the Yontif. It's different. It's a different parameter. On the Yontif, you can cook on a Shabbat, you can't cook. There's different rules. Whatever it means, it's really a Munis Chachamim. And if you don't hold from it, it's Kilo Vadavadar. Shenemar alakei masecha lo tzas halach v'kiv basoy tzchak amatzos tishmar. Okay. Next. This is not, these halachas have no connection except the same person said it. Amar of Sheishes mishum b'loza ben Azaria kol ha-masapra loshen hara who speaks loshen hara kol ha-makabel loshen hara, and if you accept loshen hara, right, the Chavetz Chaim says that even if you accept loshen hara, if you listen and you don't even have an intention to accept it, that's also Lashon Hara. V'chol ha-meid eid ha-shekar b'chaveiro, or you accept false testimony about your friend, royal ashlicha leklavim, you're fit to be thrown to the dog. Shenemar, lakev tashlicha noso. Uksiv basrei, losis hashem hashav. Losis hashem hashav means, don't bear a false report. Vikari bay, and we translate it as losasi. What does losasi mean? What does losasi mean? Don't listen to sheker. Don't listen to sheker. That's the makar of being mekabel lashon hara. Says the Chavetz Chaim, how do you know that? Says the Chavetz Chaim, something else you learn out from this pasuk. From this pasuk you learn out that you're not allowed to tell a dayan your side of the story before the other guy shows up. Ex parte. You're there early. I'll tell him my story. Oh, the other guy comes, I'll tell him his story. And you're not allowed to do that. It's a daraita of losis hashem hashav. Says the Chavetz Chaim, what if it's true? What if it's true? Well, you're telling him the truth. Not lying to the dayan, I'm telling him the truth. Just what? The other guy's not there. So therefore what? It's an aveira. Says the Chavetz Chaim, so too, lashon hara. It doesn't matter if it's true. It doesn't matter. It's an aveira. See how he brought that out, pulled that out? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's true. It's some. There are things that are true statements that are not allowed to be repeated. Like telling a dayan your side of the story, lashon hara. It doesn't matter. Okay. Now, the ikah halal hagadol. We just said all these wonderful things about halal hagadol. Anan, my time, my minhag. So why don't we say it? Why don't we say? We do say it, by the way, at the seder. Why don't we say? Why do we make such a big deal about the regular halal and not about this? So amishum sheish bo hei dvarim halal. It has five things in it. What are they? Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamtov, Matan Torah, Tchias Hametim, and Chevlo Shel Mashiach. If you think about it, these five things are the three ikrim of our religion. Number one, Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamtov, there's a God. There's a God in the world. Number two, it's Matan Torah, that there's a Torah in the world. And number three, this is the least talked about one, that Chevle Mashiach means that there's such a thing as Schar V'Onesh. Right? There's consequences. There are consequences. It's one of the three pillars of our Emunah. You hear that? Nobody talks about that one. Right? There are consequences to your actions. Okay. You see the side of the potatoes all Mitzrayim. Chris Yantar the Yom Rav Yonot. Ma'an Torah the Chzeb Ha'am Rokdu Ch'elim. Chris Amesim the Chzeb Atalach Lefnei Hashem. Chavl Hashem Mashiach the Chzeb Lolonu Hashem Lolonu. Rabbi Biyochanan Lolonu Hashem Lolonu Zeh Shibud Malchus. Ikad Amri Amar Biyochanan Lolonu Lolonu Zeh Malchus Amaz Zol Gomagam. Ranach Amitach Amar Bnei Shiyesh Bo Milud Nafosho Shal Tzadikim Begehenim. It talks about saving the souls in Gehenim. Shenemar Ona Hashem Malta Nafshi. Chizki Amar Bnei Shiyesh Bo Yiridas Shal Tzadikim Lekiv Shana Eish Vali Yasam Mimenu. It has the story about going down into the Kiv Shana Eish and getting out of it. Yiridasim Dechsev, Lolonu, Lolonu, Lolonu Hashem, Lolonu. Amar Chananya. Chananya said that pasuk. Kikishim Chatein Kavod, Amar Mishael. Achas Techavala Mitecha, Amar Azaria. Lomar Yomar Agayim, Amar Kulan. They all said that one. Aliyasim Mikivshan Eish, getting out of the fire. Dechsev, it says, Halu Es Hashem Kol Goyim, Amar Chananya. Shabchuhu Kol Hoamim, Amar Mishael. Ki Gavar Olenu Chasto, Amar Azaria. The Emes Hashem La'olam Haluka, Amru Kulam. They all said that. V'yesh Omrim, the Emes Hashem La'olam, Gavriel Amru. Gavriel said that. Why? What's going on? B'shash Hippel Nimrod, Harashat Amar Vinal Toch Kipshon Ha'esh, when Nimrod threw Avram into the furnace, Amar Gavriel, if Ne'akadosh Baruch Hu, Bon Shalom, Ered V'atanin V'atel Tatarik M'kipshon Ha'esh, should I go down there and cool off that fire and save Avram? Amar Lo'akadosh Baruch Hu, no. Ani Yachid Ba'olami, I'm alone in the world. V'hu Yachid Ba'olamu, he's alone in the world. Noel Yachid L'hatel Yachid. The loner should go say, I'm going to do it myself, says Hashem. But Hashem doesn't take away the schar of any creature. Now what does that mean that a malach gets schar? What does that mean? So he's paying back. Gavriel had a good thought. I'm going to save Avram. Hashem says, I'll do it, but don't worry. I see how you want it to. I'll give you the schar somewhere else. You're going to save Hanan and Mishael Vazar. Again, what does that mean that the malach gets schar? Darsh Harav Shimon Hashaluni. We ever heard of him before? B'shash Hippel Nebuchadnezzar Rasha Hanani Mishael Vazar Doch Kipshana Eish. When Nebuchadnezzar threw the three of them into the fire, Amad Yurkamo, the name of a malach, Sar Habarad, in charge of hail. Lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Amalafan. Ribbono Shalom. Ered Vetan Nezakivshan. I'm going to go down. Should I go down there and cool off the fire? Vetel Tzadikim Halalu Mikivshana Eish. Amalo Gavriel, in Gvurata Shal Gadosh Baruch Hu Bekach. That's ridiculous. To make rain on top of fire? What kind of nace is that? It's not a nace. Sar Barad, Ashata Sar Barad, Hakal Yodim Shamayim Akavanet. Everybody knows that water puts out fire. What, are you going to make it rain? Ella, Ani Sar Shal Eish, I'm the Sar of Eish. V'ekrar mi b'fnim, v'akdiach mi b'chutz. I'm going to make it cool on the inside and hot on the outside, so the people around are going to get burned. That's an unbelievable nace. Pesach nace. Amalok Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, Ray, you do that, Gavriel. At that moment, Gavriel said it. The fish said it. Now, fish don't talk, right? Fish don't talk. So the what? They sing? What? Fish? So the Marsha says, what do you mean fish don't talk? Right, we never heard a fish talk. Such a thing as Perek Shira, no? Every creature in the world says Shira. Every creature sings. So what does that mean, every creature sings? Does it mean that they actually say the words? I wouldn't be surprised if someone said that. You don't have to say that. You can either say it's that they, this is what they would say. This is what they would say if they could speak. This is how they would give Shavach, because it somehow in those words of Perek Shira, their tafkid is in those words. So they others say it's like these malachim that are in charge of the animals. They're the ones who are saying it. Either way, or you can say they said it themselves. Doesn't really matter. Kid Rav Huna, Dam Rav Huna, Yisrael Shavu, Sador Mekat Me'amanahaya. The people of that generation, the Jews of the generation of Aleph Mitzrayim, they had small emuna. What does it mean they had small emuna? Kidorish Rabbi Bar Mori, my dichsiv vayimaru al yamsuf, al yam biyamsuf, that they rebelled. What does it mean they rebelled? That's a pasuk in Tehillim. What does it mean they rebelled? Malamid shehimru Yisrael ba'osasha. They rebelled at that. But Amru, and they said, kishem sha'anu olam mitad echad, kach mitzriim olam mitad acher. Just like we got out on one side, the Egyptians also got out on one side. Right? What does that mean? Why'd they say that? Why'd they say that? What do you mean they rebelled? They wouldn't believe that Hashem would do this. Why not? Why not? So you have to listen to this. Hopefully we'll finish the daf. Rabbi Yitzchak Blazer, that's Rabbi Yitzchak of Petterburg. He's one of the three Talmidim of Rabbi Saul Salander. He says such an unbelievable verse. Listen to what he says. He says, I'll read it in Hebrew because you have to hear what he says. He says, Shebechlal katme emanahayu, mishamamin b'Hashem. What, they didn't believe in God? The Bnei Yisrael didn't believe in God? Of course they believed in God. V'af mamin b'chozik, and they even believed he was strong. However, ulam, eno mairin b'dvarim, shem neged netiyah sichlo. They couldn't believe in something that went against their seichel. It went against their intelligence. What went against their intelligence? The emuna shleim azu. What does emuna shleim mean? Keshemamin b'nigud ma sha'omer lo b'sichlo. When you believe, even though it goes against my intelligence, even though it goes against my natural instinct, what does that mean? Yisrael shebo'ez lo haminu b'Hashem. Of course they believed in Hashem. They thought they didn't believe. Of course they believed. Ulam, kvi shahoru lahem sichlam. Their seichel said to them, Haya ze neged sichlam. This doesn't make any sense. She'ibed HaKadosh Baruch Hu u'mashlim b'glolam. Hashem is going to destroy an entire nation. What, but the Egypt is going to be an empty land? It was a land full of people. They built pyramids. We were there for 400 years. Now they're going to, Hashem's going to just wipe them off the face of the earth? It doesn't make any sense. I don't understand that. Right? I don't get that. I wonder if I should do that. Right? Kivun, Shehem, Shagam, Heim, Haya, Avodah Zarah. You know why? Because Jews also worshipped Avodah Zarah. They were very low madrega. Now they believed in everything, but they were low. V'nemuchim lo v'lo shepikpaku b'yicholas Hashem. They didn't argue that Hashem could do it. They knew He could do it. V'alzeh nigra kat me'amona. Why were they called small amuna? They said, okay, why would Hashem do this? Second guessing Him. I know He could do it. I believe He could do it. I believe in Him. I believe He's strong. Why would He do this? Shalom is Gabriel. Shal sichlo l'ham believe shalom dvar Hashem. They didn't really believe that Hashem would do it.
I think the main word that is b'olam because of them. For them.
Right.
They didn't believe that Hashem was doing it for them.
Fine, that's fine.
And what was their take on the matzah for them?
Because people were still alive. So as bad as it was, still had people there. As in that, Hashem is going to wipe out the whole Egypt for us. Every man is going to die in the Yamsa for us. That doesn't make any sense. But Hashem said it's going to happen, right?
That makes less sense.
Huh?
That makes less
sense. It's such an insightful verse.
But it makes less sense.
What do you mean it makes less sense? What makes less sense?
You had Machas going on in Mitzrayim for everybody.
Correct.
So you want,
but no one died. Like, till Barwa, no one died. The first five or six, no one died. They were uncomfortable. They were uncomfortable. Yeah. They were very uncomfortable. No one died. At the end, they started to die. Because B'chorus, every home had someone who died.
A fraction of people went down. Correct. To the Yamsa.
What? I know, but it was all the whole government. So everyone's gone. Can you imagine the whole Washington gets wiped out? That'd be a good thing. Start over. Can you imagine this? Why would Hashem do that? Why would Hashem, the whole government should be wiped out? Why? Why would Hashem do that? For us, Hashem's going to do that for me?
That makes less sense.
I thought it was such an insightful var. Such an insightful var.
You have all the people getting whether you did something or not did something, got punished by the last Maka. Here you have the people who actually did it for you. Of course they're going to get punished.
I hear. Let's say the same thing about Noach. Noach was a kat me'emana. So it was for 120 years he's building a table. What do you mean he's kat me'emana? What does that mean? He's small amuna. He didn't believe till the water pushed him in. What does that mean? So one of the pshatim is, there's a lot of pshatim on that. You know what it means? He of course he believed. He wouldn't build a table if he didn't believe. He would say, I hear some crazy voice in my head telling me to build a table. That's ridiculous. No, he believed. But he needed to see it. So without seeing it, he wouldn't go in. Hashem said, go in. I'm not going in. I don't see anything. Oh, it's raining. Now I'll go in. That's a man of little faith.
I have a whole problem with that, too.
Why?
And think about it. I tell you something, and every single day I'm telling it to you, after 120 years, nothing's ever happened. How much are you going to believe anybody?
All right. So
everybody sees he's building something. Everybody sees he's building something.
Oh, you have little amuna.
No, it makes sense. Human nature.
I think this is a
good.
I think
this is. If I tell you something and it never happens,
I hear.
You believe me?
I hear.
If you would tell me
something for 120 years, A, I'd be astounded. And second, you're right. For you, I wouldn't believe it.
Exactly.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe it.
I thought this was such an insightful. I thought this was so insightful. No. I thought it was such an insightful vart from Itzah Petra. I thought it was such a good vart.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, anyway, so Amalok Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lassar Shalyam, pull it Osem Leibasha, throw them on the dry land. By the way, I saw another vart that said so interesting. You know, if you ever see a map of Kriyas Yamsov, you know, they didn't go anywhere. They went like a semicircle. They went like a semicircle. So the Bnei Yisrael said, what kind of hatzala was this?
For the same side.
So that's what they had little faith. The Egyptians are stupid. They just go in chase us in. They just go keep going straight. They'll go, right? That's what I mean. So Hashem said, no. Throw them out onto the dry land. So the ocean said to Hashem, you just gave us so many dead men that's going to be food for the fish. Who gives them a ton and take that's what the Rashbam learns this pshat. Who gives them a matana and takes it back? Taking back all the men? Amalo, don't worry about it. I'm going to give you 1.5 times as much later. So Amalo, bonus shalom, yesh eved shetoves rabo. An eved, I can never remind you about that. When can an eved remind the man? But don't forget that thing you promised me. It's hard to do that. Amalo, don't worry. Nachal kishon he orev. The nachal kishon will be the guarantor, right. Miad Paladus on Leabasha, Bo Yisrael Vro, O Son Shinem, Rav Yisrael, it's my Mesel Sasayam. My Echel and Echel Shibhed, what's 1.5 times as much? The Ilu Paraksiv, Sheish Meos Rechev, Bachor, 600. The Ilu, Besisra, by Sisra, it says Tesha Meos Rechev, Barzal, 900, which is 1.5 times as much. Kiyasa Sisra, when Sisra came, Asa Eliyahu Bekidri, the Parzala, they had iron weapons. Hotia Kodesh Baruch Aleib, Kochav, and Mesil Aseim. Hashem took the stars out of their orbit. The metal started to heat up. So the soldiers went to the Nachal Kishon to cool off. Now I'm paying you back your guarantee. Miad Garfam. Garf like Grufa and Ketuma, like Grufa, sweeping. The Nachal swept them over. Tsunami. Nachal Kishon Vashlichon Layam. And they got swallowed up. Shinemar, Nachal Kishon Garfam, Nachal Kadumim. My Nachal Kadumim, what does that mean? Nachal Kadumim? Nachal Shinasa Orif Mikadim. It was an old promise. Both Sasha Pasklu Dagim Shalom Ayam Ba'armu the Emes Hashem La'olam. And then the fish said, Hashem, you're truthful. Amar Moshe ben Lakish, my dechid Moshevi Akeres Abayit, in Halal. Amar Knesset Yisrael, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Shalom, Simuni Banayach, Kechol Dazeh, Hadar B'Ikri Batim. Make us have faith, like the foundations, like underneath the ground, like the weasels are underneath your house. That's how we should have foundation, like a foundation of a house. Darash Rav, my dechid Yisrael, Ahavti Ki Yishma Hashem, Amar Knesset Yisrael ben Shalom, Amos Ani Ahuva Lefanecha, when do I love you? Bizman Shetishma Kol Tachanunai, when you listen to my voice. Dalosi V'li Hoshia, Amar Knesset Yisrael Lefanecha, Shbaruch Hamon Shalom, Afal Pi Shadala Ani B'mitzvos, even though I'm poor in mitzvos, Lech Ani V'li No Lehoshia. Lecha V'Hoshia, fine. Amar V'kara, Kishachal Rebbe Shalom Rebbe Yossi, when he got sick, Shalach Lo Rebbe, Amar Lono, Shayim V'Shal Shadar, Shamayt Alono Mishom Avicha. Let us hear two or three words that you heard over in the name of your father. Shalach lo, kach amar abba, my dechzev halu is Hashem kol gayim. What does that mean? Eimas ha'ol, umas ha'olam, mayav yiritayu. Why the umas ha'olam here? Hachi kamar, halalu es Hashem, halalu es Hashem kol gayim, ad gvuros v'neflos, da'avid bahadayu, kol shkin anu, certainly us, the gavar alenu chasto. If the gayim are praising, certainly we should. V'od, asid mitzayim shetavu darin l'mashiach, in the future, the Egyptians are going to come to bring a present to Mashiach. Kasavur ain't a makalim. Mashiach's going to say, I'm not accepting it. Amalak Hashbaruch Lamosh Lamashiach. No, Hashem's going to say to Mashiach, Kibble mehem. Achsanya also of Mitzrayim. You were guests by Mitzrayim. So it's a machalogus what that means. Others say, some say Yaakov. And others say, even when you were slaves. Right? Miyad right away. Yeyasu chashmanim mani Mitzrayim. Not so Kush Kavachomer Atma. So Kush couldn't Kavachomer. Umah halol shabdu behen. They enslaved them. Kach anish lo shabdi behen lo kolshkin. I didn't enslave them. Certainly Mashiach will take my gift. Amalak Kadosh Baruch Hu. Keep him and get it. Take it. Miad Kush Taretz Yadav Elokim. Not so Malchus Zomi Arasha Kavachomer Atma. So now Rome makes a Kavachomer. Umah halol shenachayen. They're not related. Kach anu shanu achim lo kolshkin. That brother for sure. Amalak Kadosh Baruch Hu le Gabriel. Ga'ar chayos kane, which means, what does that mean? Ga'ar chaya ukne loch ada. In other words, no. In a nutshell, no. Davracher ga'ar chayos kane shadar ben akonim. It's talking about the animal that lives in the reeds, which is a pig. Dechiv yar chesen meno chazir meyar viziz shadai yar ena. In other words, no. Amar Reb Chia bar Abba Amar Yochanan ga'ar b'chaya shikol maaseh nechtav mekol mat echad. What that means is it says kana in singular. You're talking about the entire Christian world. Why does it use a singular word for reed? You know why? Because they're all written b'kolmas echad. They're all the same. They're all the same. None of you hear this? That's what Rashbam says. Klomar kulam pe echad lahara li Yisrael im ba Yisrael adun lefneim kulam mechayav. Every single one of them is guilty. You hear this part? The call. Where am I? Adas abir beigli amim sheshachtu abirim kaagolim sheein lehem bailim. They don't have any bailim. Mispar sein berite kesef shefushtin yad lekabel mamon vein osim return bailim. Right, they don't do their will. Pizer amim karvano karovos yechfetzun migarlam liyisol sheitfazim in umus haolam. What caused them to be scattered around? Krivos shayu chafetzin behem. The closeness. There were 365 streets in Rome. Each one had 365 towers. Each one had 365 steps. So obviously, it's not literal. Everyone could sustain the whole world. Amar Rabbi Shmuel. Some say Amar Shimon Barebi. The Rebbe Vamrile Hani Laman. Who is all this for? Who's all this for? It's for Lach Ulachavrach Ulachavrusach. You, your friends, and your friends' friends that are Oskim B'Torah. Shemar, like it says, Sachra Ve'esnana Kodesh Hashem Lo Ye'otzer V'lo Yechasein Ki Liyoshin Lefnei Hashem Yehiyah. Okay, we'll stop here. Continuing this pasuk, or I got it to tomorrow, and then I believe the Agadah stops tomorrow. All right, we're winding down. Everyone have a very good day.